Welcome, welcome to the best 5 minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
I didn't know you were doing it right this second, but anyways, all good.
The best 5 minute wine podcast.
Hi, this is Lindsay from Remastered Rosholi and the Rosholi Wine Club.
So to be clear, we're going to Rome, the capital city of Italy. And after you go to the Colosseum and the Pantheon, the Sistine Chapel, the Vatican Museums, your next stop is Rimessa Rosselli. It's a restaurant, a wine bar, a tasting room, the epitome of the Italian experience.
Yeah, so Rimessa, actually, it depends on who you ask. If you ask Google to translate it, you're going to get a different answer. It can mean the boat shed. It can mean the warehouse, storage, garage. It's kind of got a variety of different meanings. The way it was born was from the concept of garage, because we had done Anthony Bourdain's filming for Rimessa Rosholi in the warehouse of Rosholi. So it was just a room that was dedicated to storing some wines, kind of acting as a cellar. It had a table in the center in case someone was sitting down, maps on the walls, books on the walls. And it was really just kind of like the garage, or the concept of vin de garage is also a commonly used phrase in the wine world, which is, you know, kind of small artisan made wines that are literally made in garages. So the idea was working with artisans, smaller producers, and then really Rimessa also kind of has the terminology of warehouse, and that was where we ended up putting the first Rimessa Rosholi. Was actually opened in the warehouse of Rosholi, which was technically illegal. Not allowed to be a restaurant in a warehouse. They're not licensed, obviously, the same way. And so we got away with it for about 6 years, being kind of like a speakeasy in a warehouse, using a hot plate to cook the pasta. But then after 6 years, or the municipality said, yeah, you can't really be a restaurant inside of a warehouse. So they kicked us out and we found a new location.
So when you say a speakeasy, was it really like that? It was just kind of word of mouth and you had to, you know, say a word to get in?
Not exactly, because, yeah. I mean, it was organized through Rosholi, but it was in the warehouse of Rosholi. People would often go to the wrong Rosholi. They would go to Salumeria Media Rosholi, which is our main restaurant, because most people didn't even know that this tiny little place existed behind a few streets. It's only about a 3 minute walk, but you have to make a ton of turns. And so it's kind of in this little secluded little tiny alleyway. And so not really many people actually even knew. All the taxi drivers still 7 years later, 10 years later, were dropping people off at Salumeria Rosholi, not at Rimessa, because it really was, you know, kind of a word of mouth kind of place.
So let's rewind a little bit about and find out about Lindsay. You were born where?
Not far outside of Detroit, Michigan.
What led you to where you are now?
Basically, I grew up in Michigan. Obviously, there's not much wine around there, so I don't even know where my passion technically started from, except I do remember, because I started drinking wine. I shouldn't say what age, because it was illegal in the U.S., but I started drinking wine at an early age. Nothing too crazy, like 13 or something, or 5. But anyways, I studied abroad in London, which I ultimately ended up tasting a couple of really good French wines, a Sancerre, a Viognier, and I didn't know if those were places or grapes. I knew nothing about those wines, and so I looked them up and I realized that there's kind of a whole world behind wine other than just the grape. And so I got home from that trip and having loved those wines, and I bought Wine for Dummies at 19 years old. It's actually quite informative. And just started, my passion just started snowballing bigger and bigger, and then I started traveling to Napa Valley a couple of times in my 20s. Loved it out there. Eventually moved out to Santa Barbara and met, if you've seen the documentary Somme, Brian McClintock, who was one of the four master sommeliers who was in that documentary. He had a wine bar focused on old world wines in Santa Barbara, and we became good friends. And I frequented that place at least 3-4 times a week. And he said, you know, at some point, he said, you know about wine, why don't you study it more formally? So I thought, okay, that's the next logical step. So I started studying with the Court of Master Sommeliers, finished the level one, was studying for the level two. And really the level two started making me lose all of my passion for wine, because it's way too technical. And I realized that nobody cares. Not even us who are interested in wine care about a lot of these technical details. And everyone I was speaking to about wine, which is my mom especially, would just say, Lindsay, can you just drink the wine and stop talking about it? So I just realized that there was a disconnect between what I was doing, and I kind of was losing the real passion I had for wine, which was being on vineyards, which was being in nature, which was understanding what affects the taste of a wine and seeing that in person, speaking with the winemakers. And so I decided to leave my job for 10 weeks and I went to Spain, France, and Italy by myself and got down to Rome. And I actually did the wine tasting as a client at Rimessa Rosholi, and then kind of had a little 5-day affair fling style with the sommelier at the time, who was Alessandro, who's now my business partner. And yeah, we had a little eat, pray, love story for about 7 years. We ended up breaking up about a year and a half ago, but nonetheless, we're still partners and still friends.
The best 5 minute wine podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.